This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Well, I somewhat rudely cut off a caller in the last hour for wanting to talk Penguins because we were talking Steelers. But here at the top of the hour, we're going to talk Penguins because we have to talk Penguins. Because, I mean, first of all, we have Jay Caulfield on, who's great. But secondly, this has become dire. This is the type of team, it's the type of situation where if you've been around hockey for any length of time, a coach gets fired. I mean, it just does. I would say in the history of hockey, almost every coach would have been fired by now, Jay. Just to start out on this note, sort of a harsh note, but I think that Mike Sullivan, not every coach has won two cups either. So I think that he gets a lot of leeway here, but I would argue that after two disappointing seasons followed by a horrific start and a loss like they had the other night, I'm thinking almost every coach in that situation would be fired. And thank you for coming on again, and how are you?
Good, Joe. Yeah, nice to talk to you, and everybody, big Thanksgiving week. And as far as your topic, and yeah, I mean, Mike Sullivan even knows that. I mean... Across the board, I mean, whatever their conversations are, I am sure as a coach and when he's in that locker room and what he's harping on and what he's trying to get across to the team and how they have to play, whether they're older and, you know, not as fast as we're used to seeing from years ago, but still the same concepts apply and what he's trying to have them do. And to not see it be, you know, put to work and on display each and every game night is going to be extremely disappointing, right? So, and then from there, yeah, I mean, like, there isn't many, not even this long. And he earned, you know, the two cups and how that extended. It's a long leash for whatever it might be. But the loss the other night in that fashion with 3 days in between, normally you would probably think that if there was going to be any kind of move, it could have happened around then. And nobody, again, Mike Sullivan's harping, guarantee he's harping on the things that we see each and every night. The mistakes, the step-ups, the odd man breaks, all that kind of thing. And the players are not carrying out what his message is. And the fan base knows it. The building feels it. The building was letting everybody know it the other night. So, you know, they could easily say there's not better coach out there than what Mike Sullivan has been and what he is. But with this team right now, it's just not built. They're just not responding to what's going on. And guys are getting opportunities to get called up and guys injured and there's nothing really happening. And it's a flat team right now. And with that being said, they're still not even that far out of like the Eastern Conference outside of a couple teams that are the usual suspects, Joe, that are going to run away and hopefully probably get the top three. The fight is on already for, to be talking wild card when you're in November is a bad thing. But that being said, what are they, 4 or 5 points out of that? because the rest of the league has been kind of mediocre too. So you get any team gets on any kind of run, they can climb themselves back into it. But I do agree with you. There's not a if you took a face out of it and the personality out of it and what they've accomplished, they don't survive what's been going on here for the Penguins, and we'll see how it plays out. I believe the games between now and game 30, 23 and 30, we'll know where they're at and what moves are going to be made, because if they don't play better hockey, they're going to go through tough games, and if they don't pick it up and play to a level that I'm sure the fan base wants and what Mike Sullivan expects, if they don't do that, then this next seven games will put them in a really, really worse position than they are, and I expect something to happen by the end of that, I would think.
Stanley Cup champion Jay Caulfield, brought to you by Tom's Watch Bar. So we've talked about this a number of times, including, I think, just last week. But since then, we saw Sid himself get in a fight against the Jets.
Yep.
And, Jay, I guess my belief is that the fan base would be more enthusiastic about Sid and maybe Gino and Letang surrounded by a bunch of kids who just want to fight. Who that's all they want to do. I'm not talking literally fight, but want to fight to win. This ain't cutting it, man. Why is he the one, and why doesn't anybody else do that?
Yeah, I don't know that, Joe. I know the game. We've said this for years as us being on the radio together. I know the game is different, but it's not that different, right? It should not be. It's a men playing a sport that aggression comes out, and when just from the natural, just the flow of a game. And when you're getting throttled on a given night and many given nights, and you step on the ice and you have an opportunity to do something that separates you from the other guys in the roster that are going to find their way back, I don't understand that. And when you do see your captain and the best player, that really one of the best players of all time, is the one that's stirring it up. And he had a beef going on with Connor that night anyway. So that's just a guy that's pride and all that. I've said this a lot of times. I would not want to be a guy that walks in the locker room like you just played a game, you know, hang up your gear, take a shower, then go home and come to the rink the next day without realizing who you're looking at in the room, and you didn't do anything. The mentality of the lineup isn't what anybody likes or wants to see. And listen, nobody wants to be in this position as a player. The locker room is brutal. It's a bad atmosphere when you're losing. There's no music on. It's not this. There's nothing fun about it. You're getting into the holidays and you're just trailing. I don't understand. You know what brings together teams is guys battling like that and battling when things are down and showing the fight, the aggression. And like you said, I'm not talking about fighting, but just a hit. One of the largest wars of the night was Achari making a hit behind the net.
Yeah.
Then the next one was, then you have Crosby doing what he does. I have no idea, Joe. I don't understand it. I don't understand. It might be the makeup of some players today, but across the league, there's a lot of stuff going on in games. I haven't seen a game where you're losing 6-0 and nothing ever happened. Lose 6-1 to a team that you're supposed to maybe, you know, it's like literally, it's not an expansion team because they went from Arizona to Utah, but it's a team that you're going to take care of business on your home ice. And I just don't see that spirit that the Pittsburgh fan base wants to see. And I guarantee you, management and coaching staff alike, ownership isn't liking what they're seeing. So what it takes them to, I said, that example I use is real. It's you walk in the locker room and you're going to sit across from Sidney Crosby, who had a fight, does all these things, makes a big hit the other night before his goal. He's the one driving it. It's not a great team feeling right now, and you can see it every night. The building feels it. Hey, look, I mean, if guys want to, I would always think if you want to keep your job, if you're that bubble player and you want to keep your job, you should be doing something a little bit different. And some guys aren't wired that way or built that way. Certain players, they're not the players that we're seeing aren't guys, but you can certainly take a good hard run at somebody or, you know, just something. That's I don't know. That's what I feel. That's what I think. That's what it's like when you watch it. Why is that not happening? And when your captain is the guy that does it, you know, kind of wild for me. But, again, I don't know how you look at him in the locker room when you come in. I never would want to look at – I've said it a lot. I never want to look at Mario or Kevin Stevens, Rick Tocchet, guys that battle each and every night. Mark Greinke when he was there. You know, Trotz, Yager, all the guys. If your job or role is as you go down the lineup, you know, your job is something on the physical side of it, then you better be doing it, especially when you're losing, because you're going to be the guy that's out of the lineup when healthy guys come back or changes are made. And I don't understand the lack of drive from certain guys that have an opportunity that aren't doing that. And then they talk about it afterwards, like, well, we need to be better. That's now 20 games in. And people, you could tell, you know, at the last number of games, the people, the fan base, are really tired of it.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Man, I co-sign everything you said there. Well, rather than identify some of the guys who aren't as into it as they should be, can you pick a younger guy or two that you believe absolutely cares, that brings the fight, a younger guy or two on this team that you'd like to go to battle with or would have liked to?
Man, I mean, you know, it's St. Ivney on the blue line, Shea on the blue line. Right, there are two guys on the blue line that'll play hard, but they're the ones that are the odd man out every once in a while, right? I mean, but on the blue line, that St. Ivney's going to battle. Shea's going to battle. He's been playing the offside. Up front, it's different because the young guys up front, Joe, that have a chance to come in here, like Poulin, needed to be way more physical all the time. He's a bigger body. He had to be. And now look, he's sent down. He's gone. Like, he's down in the minors. And you still have other players still getting healthy. So if he finds his way back, I don't know. You got me on that. I don't know if that, but that's the guy that had to do it. I don't see anybody else on that lineup that's a young player to answer your question, no, I don't. I don't see it. I don't see it in the guys that we've seen that are considered younger. I mentioned the two guys on the blue line. And that's guys who I think, if it wasn't for the situations that we have on the blue line, like who's there, who's paid, I think that same Ivy and Shea could find themselves in the lineup each and every night and bring a little bit of something. So, but I don't see it up. I don't see it on the forward group up front. I mean, look, you have Brian Rust that plays the game hard all the time, and we know what Malkin and Crosby. What, you know, we understand all that what goes with that, but I don't see it after that. I mean, really. I mean, Achari, you're talking younger guys. Achari's a veteran, plays hard, gives everything he's got. But go ahead. I don't know. Unless I'm missing somebody, no. I don't see anybody that makes you feel like, hey, this guy's going to bring it along on a given night when it's tough. And I don't see that.
Yeah, I'd sure like to see Shea and St. Ivany more together. And I'm with you on St. Ivany. He's the guy that jumped off the bench like it was 1976, the one game where Sid was getting into it. He just said, screw it, I'm getting in there, and I'm fighting that guy. I love that, and I think fans love that, and I think fans would respond to a team. Everybody gets it, Jay. We all get it. Yeah. I get it. You get it. Everybody who pays money in that building gets it. They're on the downside. Yep. They won their cups. They're on the downside. They need to go young. So at some point, yep, I really believe people would rally around a young, energetic, you know, willing to crawl over broken glass type guys to win. I think they would prefer that, and I wonder if Sid would prefer that.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I don't think he's re-signed here. They don't want, you know, the word rebuild is a kind of a nasty word, and if you're a veteran player and you're playing it out, especially at the level he's playing the game. I mean, he doesn't want it, but he re-signed to be here to try and turn things around and try and get going there again. I agree. What they're seeing right now is not. And look, there's so many issues in from the goaltending on out. What that was all about. What it got this team off to such a bad start. And by the way, when I made that comment about not being far out, truthfully, they're not out of a wild card spot already. We're talking, right?
Yeah.
But they're not that far behind. You rattle off three wins in a row, and watch all of a sudden you go, we're in the hunt for that. But that's a fact, right? That is, because look at the bottom feeders. That they're in the grouping of bottom feeders right now that are fighting for, you know, where you're going to play, what position are you going to be, but you have a chance for the wild card. Well, the Penguins do have a chance for wild card, but they got to play. They got to get just solid goaltending each and every night. They got to get, production from the guys that aren't, you know, that you need the second wave of offense with consistency, and you don't see that. I mean, I'm saying that they're not far out, but they have to pull a lot of things together. And I also said, Mike Sullivan is a coach. I don't know what more he can do. Really, you got to be in the coaching staff when you're going over it repeatedly. What you expect. Repeatedly have a hard practice for the first time in a while, like a physical practice, and guys come out and there's a goal, you're trailing already. That's not the response that he's expecting to get, and what he's, you know, any coach would expect to get. It's just the message doesn't get across, and that's where you think you would see guys be really hungry. But instead, it go back to what you said about Crosby, the hit he made on Smotch before the goal that he scored that drew the penalty. You know, that's the kind of play that the fans want crazy. So I agree. Like, how do you get to build that? I mean, I'm sure Kyle Dubas is looking at each and everything. What am I trying to put together? I thought the acquisitions I made would be different or would respond different. He's not getting what he wanted from even his acquisitions, free agent acquisitions, this offseason. Right? There's been injuries that have plagued them as well. Glass has got to come back. Hayes is coming back. But they're different players. That's not the player that right now that we're talking about, the energy guy that's going to bring it and make the building have a, you know, roar a little bit when it needs it. Like, it can't always be, even no matter what level it is, can't always be. There's so many players that have played the game and at different levels than what I'm talking, you know, from my side. My role was one thing. Everybody had a role, but the teams that win, guys are going to pick something up each and every day when it's flat. And you got to see it, and you have to know when to do it. You mentioned St. Ivy. He jumped out, just reacted, took care of business, but he's been the guy that's bumped in and out of the lineup. So when they bring Shea in, he takes that spot. He's a lefty on the right side. So that guy's not rewarded enough for what he can bring to the table. But that's whatever they're seeing in their film makes them make those decisions. But I do think you need to see certainly – a much hungrier team, or this fan base, this game tonight. I mean, they got Vancouver coming in after playing Boston last night. You got to jump on them right away. And if you don't see it, it's going to be, the fans are going to be relentless tonight, and rightfully so, because everybody knows that's part of the deal. That's part of the business. If they don't like what you see, if they don't like what I do when they play, they'll let you know. If they like what you do, they let you know that. This fan base is very appreciative of hard work and what it's all about. And they appreciate the skill level that's been there. But I think, to your point, Joe, if they just see a hard-working, hungry team blended with what Crosby does, you got to find wingers that can produce. We know all those things that go with it. But you want to see some action, want to see some liveliness for the fan that walks 10 blocks to get to a game in the rain and sits there, and the people that had their hard-earned money and they're not liking the product and they're angry about it. And so I am so the players. It's extremely frustrating for players to be in the locker room who care. But as I said, you're a guy that has a chance to play the game tonight. You should be doing something that's out of, if it's, even if it's out of your character, you got to run, you got to get after people. And that means just finishing a hard check, finishing a check, you know, and then, and being aggressive in all three zones, tough in front of the net, all that kind of thing. Marcus Pettersson has stood up for his team all the years he's been here, right? So, I mean, that's another guy that does it. He battles each and every night. And he's paired with Carlson. I think that's a chore. That's a different assignment than what he's had before. He's handling that. So there's a guy, though, I have to say, I left him out. He's battled and fought some tough players in this league. And that's not his role, but he does it.
Yeah.
He has done it. So, Joe, I'm on a little rant about that, but that's how I would feel about it. And watching the games and talking about the games, you can really feel when you're in the building the negativity, and that needs to change. And it can't. I hope it changes tonight so they can get off this mark, because the fan side can turn ugly pretty quick if you find yourself behind the eight ball again here tonight.
Jay, great stuff. We appreciate you coming on, and we'll talk next week. Have a good Thanksgiving.
Okay, same to you guys. See you, Joe. Bye-bye.
See you, buddy. Good stuff there from Jay Caulfield. I wasn't even really thinking along that line, but limits, it could get ugly. It's going to go one way or the other tonight. Like, it's going to be a lot of people there because it always is on Thanksgiving Eve, right? It's the Wednesday game. And it could be, you know, sort of in the midst of all this horrificness, a celebration of Sid and Gino and Letang. They could have a good night together. I think that's what people are in it for a lot nowadays.
Yeah.
Is the nostalgia tour. It could be good. It could be fun tonight. A little reprieve, an oasis from this disaster of a season. Or it could get ugly from the start. And that would be really sad to see, because I think fans maybe justifiably would turn on the Penguins, turn on Sullivan in a big way if they get blown out by a really, really good team.
Well, have they not already started to do that?
Yeah.
Looked like against Utah?
For sure. I just think tonight is a different animal. Tonight could be potentially the liveliest crowd of the season in a positive way or a negative way. You know what I mean? It's going to be lively one way or the other. And Vancouver, they're flat out good. That's what they are.